This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has an exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, make sure you get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers ag-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to 12 months. Ag Direct also features an easy application. It takes just minutes, and you can get a credit decision back in minutes, too. That means you can make the deal on the spot without having to call back or make a return visit. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, be sure to ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. So get a good deal on your equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Did the company providing your oxygen supplies go missing? Not providing enough supplies? Never showing up for the equipment maintenance? Michelle's Pharmacy can help. Michelle's Pharmacy is your local provider of in-home oxygen concentrators and portable oxygen. They're in your communities. They take the time to understand your needs and concerns. They set up and explain the equipment needed to help you breathe easier and live better. Call Michelle's Pharmacy now, offering free delivery. Call in Carlinville, 854-4022, or in Gillespie at 839-9901.
First of all, in our farm news on this Tuesday morning, the DTN general opening call later this morning. Expect corn to open a penny or two higher, beans about a nickel lower, and wheat about a nickel lower. The overnight crude oil market, 81 cents lower at 104.42. The Brent crude, 89 cents lower at 124.54. The June gold contract, $1.70 lower at $1,678. The U.S. dollar index, 0.003 lower at 78.817. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat closed at 657, down 3.75. July wheat closed at 669.5, down 4.5. September wheat closed at 685.25, down 4.75. May corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 655, up 11. June corn closed at 651, up 7.75. September corn closed at 571, up 7.75. May soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1421, up 18. July beans closed at 1427.25, up 19. August beans closed at 1419.5, up 19. May soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 391.20, up 25. July meal closed at 392.90, up 32. August meal closed at 389.40, up 39. May soybean oil yesterday closed at 56.16, up 106. July oil closed at 56.57, up 106. August oil closed at 56.77, up 107. May oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 334.75, down 6.5. July oats closed at 336. That was down 6. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Monday afternoon, with corn and soybeans higher. Corn and soybean futures were supported by carryover strength from last Friday's USDA reports, and farmers were busy last week planting corn. According to the USDA's weekly crop progress report, Illinois farmers have now planted 5% of the state's corn crop. In central Illinois, Kinder Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 12 cents stronger at 647 to 663. Soybean bids were up 18 cents at 1394 to 1408. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 12 to 13 at 650 to 673. Soybeans gained 18 cents, ranging from 1404 to 1420. But soft red winter wheat dropped 4 to 5 cents at 640 to 661. In the St. Louis area, Country Elevators and Mills reported corn bids 9 to 12 cents higher at 650 to 656. Soybeans advanced 16 to 19 cents at 1404 to 1409. And soft red winter wheat down 3 to 4 at 642 to 652. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 12 to 19 cents higher at 658 to 667. Soybeans gained 17 to 18 cents at 1420 to 1428. And the new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery down 4 to 10 cents at 648 to 659. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 13 to 14 cents higher at 675 to 676. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 17 to 20 cents, with quotations at 1441 to 1442. Soft red winter wheat down 4 at 675 to 676, and Milo winded 11 cents higher at 634 to 635. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
April hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 84.72, up $1.30. May hogs closed at 93.50, up $1.57. June hogs closed at 92.17, up $1.77. April cattle yesterday 120.85, up 40. June cattle closed at 116.80, up 65. August cattle closed at 120.25, up 57. April feeder cattle yesterday closed at 149.52, up 70. May feeders closed at 149.42, up 30. August feeders closed at 152.65. That was down a nickel. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a closing livestock report. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report has barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ending $1.19 lower. Base price range of $71 to $78 and a weighted average of $75.95. The Illinois direct barrel and gilt market was a dollar lower at $54 to $56. Receipts in Illinois, 11,598 head. Illinois direct slaughter sows traded $1 to $2 lower, with sows under 400 pounds, 46 to 50, 4 to 500 pounds, 47 to 52, over 500 pounds, 49 to 54. Today's estimated Illinois sow receipts, 800 head. The USDA National Carlisle Pork Report has trading slow with light to moderate demand and offerings. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was down 2 cents at $79.95. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Monday was 416,000, 6,000 more than a week ago and 13,000 more than a year ago. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection, 124,000. That's down 1,000 from a week ago and 2,000 from a year ago. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values were steady to firm on light to moderate demand and offerings. Choice carcasses were 73 cents higher at 184.10, select down 5 cents at 182.35. We had 127 fab loads and 47 trim loads. On Saturday at the Fairview Sale Barn, a special feeder cattle auction had 2,127 head. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 3 to 400 pounds, 210 to 217, 4 to 500 pounds, 200 to 215, 6 to 700 pounds at 168.50 to 179. Those prices are value added. Feeder steers, medium and large ones and twos, 4 to 450 pounds, 182.50 to 197.50. 5 to 600 pounds, 182.50 to 198. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 3 to 400 pounds, 182 to 194. 5 to 550 pounds, 172 to 180. 550 to 600 pounds, 154.50 to 171. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones and twos, 3 to 400 pounds at 170 to 185. 4 to 500 pounds at 170 to 176. And the 550 to 600 pounds at 162.50 to 168. The at the Hamilton auction on Saturday, the hay auction had receipts of 854 bales, premium quality alfalfa 610 to 730 with good quality at 510 to 590. The large squares of good quality alfalfa 6550 to 7050. Fair quality large rounds at $33. Good quality alfalfa mixed grass hay at 450 to 510. Large squares fair quality at $54. Good quality mixed grass hay at $4.50 to $5 with large rounds at $40 to $43. And good quality wheat straw in the large rounds at $31 a bale. This is Ken McFarland reporting for WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, April Class 3 milk closed at $15.84, up 18. For May, $15.81, up 15. June, $16.03, up 12. April butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 142.5, up 1.25. For May, 142.5, up 3/4. For June, 145.5, up 1/2. Non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for April closed at 126.75 unchanged. For May, 126 down 1. For June, 127.5 down 1. Spot prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, cheddar blocks at 149 unchanged. For cheddar barrels, 146 unchanged. Non-fat dry milk, 126.75 unchanged. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.59. For May, $6.55. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.52. For May, $6.42. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.05. For May, $14.09. And wheat delivered to Scottville for April, $6.34. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices, once again, corn at Greenfield $6.59, corn at Scottville $6.52, beans at Scottville or Greenfield $14.05, wheat at Scottville $6.34. Once again, the DTN general opening call for later this morning. Expect corn to open a penny or two higher, beans and wheat about a nickel lower. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. 21 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Tuesday morning, at this time, Color Radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
It's time to think about your lawn and what you can do to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. M&M Service Company carries a full line of green yard, lawn fertilizer, seed, and chemicals. They will come out and give you a free estimate for lawn care applications and treatments. Talk to Tim Rothy, turf specialist at M&M Service Company, for a seed, fertilizer, and chemical program for your lawn. Call him at 1-800-962-7331. M&M Service, the local solution to your world of needs.
Whether you're in municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services. Your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at CTEM.
Partly cloudy skies with a chance of a shower today. High temperatures in the low 80s and light southwest winds. Tonight, cloudy skies with showers likely. Low temperatures in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, cloudy and cooler with a chance of showers. High temperatures in the low 70s. The chances of rain, 50% for today and tomorrow, 70% for tonight. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy and cooler, with the chance of rain on Thursday. Low temperatures in the upper 40s, high temperatures in the upper 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have light south winds, the barometric pressure rising, cloudy skies, 56 degrees on this Tuesday morning. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Hi, this is Kent Wolf at Wolf Oil Company in Litchfield, Illinois, proudly serving the farmers for over 50 years plus. We have straight fuel, 2%, 11% biofuels all available at our station and available for bulk delivery throughout Montgomery, Macoupin, and Bond counties. Plus, we can take care of your propane needs, including tank leasing and fuel tank leasing or sales. Please call us at Wolf Oil in Litchfield, Illinois at 217-324-4086 or 1-800-331-9769. Thank you and join our team.
6:24 on this Tuesday morning, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive in Hillsboro. In our farm news today, another busy week at the Hamilton Hay Auction on Saturday, as Mike Hamilton explains.
Well, Randy, we were a little light on small squares, but seemed like there was a lot of people in the field Saturday. We ended up with 343 bales of alfalfa, and we had some real light bales of fourth crop at 410, and we had some real nice alfalfa up to 730 a bale. 161 small squares of alfalfa grass from 510 to 650 at 68 bales of grass at $450 to $5. And the 3x3x8 bales, we had 130 bales of alfalfa from $54 to $78 a bale. Ended up with 50 bales of alfalfa grass at $65.50. And then in round bales, we had 27 grass mix from 40 to 43. We had 7 round bales of alfalfa at $33 a bale. And we had 34 bales of net wrap straw at $31.
Now, you'll be calling it quits for the season pretty soon, won't you?
Yeah, we'll have a sale this coming Saturday, and then April 14th will be our last sale. And that on the 14th will be our customer appreciation day. We're going to serve lunch, so anybody that shipped with us or bought hay this year is more than welcome to come down and have lunch on us.
Okay, so you'll start taking consignments later this week, right?
Yeah, we'll accept hay from noon on Friday up until sale time Saturday.
That was Mike Hamilton of the Hamilton Hay Auction. We begin our farmer checks on WSMI Radio. We talked to John Bauer of the Bingham area. He stopped the tractor long enough to talk to us, and he tells us about their operation.
We farm about 2,700 acres in the Bingham area, me and my dad.
And you, I guess, just general row crops, correct?
Yeah, we have corn, beans, wheat, and we have livestock, too.
What kind of livestock do you have?
Cattle.
Okay. Now, I've interrupted you in the field. How long have you been working there?
We got started planting corn last week and just taking it slow and getting some planted every day.
How much more have you got to go?
About 1,100 acres, and then we'll be done with corn.
Okay, and then how many beans are you going to plant this year?
About 1,200, I think, is what we've got for beans this year.
Okay. Now, how did your crops do last year?
We had a pretty decent crop over here last year. We was pretty pleased with the crop last year.
Were you able to get timely rains?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes. Most of the time, yeah. We didn't do too bad. For the year that we had, I thought we had a decent crop.
Okay. And some of the neighbors around there, I hope they were in the same boat?
Yeah, some of the neighbors. Most of the neighbors, I think, were pretty pleased with their crops for the most part.
Okay. Now, where do you market most of your crop?
Most of the crop we market at St. Louis at the grain terminals down there.
Do you take it down there? Do you take it down there yourself?
Yeah, we have our own semi and we haul it down there ourselves in the wintertime.
Okay. And you got any polishing off the crystal ball real quick? What do you look for this year?
Well, we're hoping for a good crop. We're hoping to get everything planted in a timely fashion, and quite honestly, it wouldn't hurt to have a little shower right now because we've been without a good rain for a while. I don't think any farmer is going to wish away a rain right now.
Hopefully
they keep coming through the summertime, too.
And I bet you haven't had weather like this past winter for a long time.
No, this is some of the earliest we've ever planted corn this early. And been planting corn in the last week of March and have a couple hundred acres planted the first day of April. That's kind of different for us.
On the AM Live program Monday morning on WSMI AM 1540, our guest was Hank Will, an editor of Grit and Capper's Weekly Magazines. We talked about a recent project of theirs, a cookbook containing recipes using lard. He explained that on his own farm, they raise a type of pig bred for its lard content.
Yes, we do. You know, we raise we have a small herd of an old-fashioned breed of hog that was actually probably developed, you know, along the Missouri and the Mississippi rivers, kind of where Illinois and Missouri meet. They're called mulefoot pigs, and they have their front toes are fused, so it looks like a little mule's hoof. And they were actually bred as a lard breed, so they're a much fattier animal than you know the modern lean pig. But they just make some delicious, delicious meat, and then there's plenty of beautiful, just gorgeous leaf fat that gets deposited around the kidney, and you can render that so easily and quickly into some of the most delicious pure white lard.
And that was Hank Will, yesterday's guest on the AM Live program. Ham is an Easter standard. The Pork Checkoff works with the consumer media during this holiday season to help carry that message. Pamela Johnson directs the consumer communications plan for the Pork Checkoff and sees the holiday as an opportunity to tell pork's story.
We like to be known as the resource for all things pork, and for our media audience, we do hope that they know that they can give us a call, and if it's anything from, you know, how to carve a ham or how to pick the right ham for Easter, we've let them know that they can give us a call, and we've got that information either online or by talking to us.
At the Pork Be Inspired Facebook page, there is a special online holiday contest. Until Friday, consumers can have a chance to win free pork products.
All they have to do is share with us on our Facebook page how they are going to be enjoying ham at their Easter celebration, and they are entered in a chance to win coupons for $30 worth of ham this season.
Ham is the perfect centerpiece of the Easter table. Featured recipes include a basted ham with roasted grapes or a ham, bacon, and caramelized onion tort. Those recipes can be found at porkbeinspired.com. And for even more information, go to pork.com or you can phone 800-456-PORK. Monday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released its first weekly crop progress report of the 2012 planting season. Although a small amount of data was released, it highlighted how warm weather motivated farmers to plant earlier than normal. As of April the 1st, the 18 primary corn-producing states have planted about 3% of the crop, compared to 2% a year ago. 9 of the states have planted more than their 5-year average. Illinois has already planted 5% of its crop, which is a 5% increase from the historical average of 2007 to 2011. Warm weather has defrosted fields, prompting farmers to get in those fields and plant corn at historically early times. Winter wheat conditions have outperformed last year's conditions immensely. 58% of the winter wheat crop is in good or excellent condition, a 21% increase from last year. Winter wheat in very poor or poor condition is at 12%, a 20% decrease from 1 year prior. Corn prices increased by 2.8% over the past week, ending at about $6.55 a bushel. Wheat prices decreased by 0.3% over the past week, ending at $6.57 per bushel. Year-over-year corn prices are down 11%. Wheat is down 13.4%. As it turns out, there's a good reason why you can't remember March ever being this warm, because it never has been. Weather experts say last month was the warmest March on record for the state. The National Weather Service said the average temperature in March was 57.3 degrees, eclipsing the previous record of 54.6 degrees. Grease theft is on the rise, according to recyclers, with the popularity of biodiesel made with refined fat or vegetable oil as a substitute fuel. As used oil prices doubled in recent years to more than 40 cents a pound, organized grease poaching rings struck. Some officials are trying to crack down on lard larceny and are training police officers on what to look for and how to sniff out the grease. When you think of money for college, farmland probably does not come to mind, but for the past 37 years, University of Illinois students have received financial assistance by way of soybeans and corn from Sangamon County. The university operates 31 endowment farms in central and southern Illinois with more than 11,000 acres. Donors decide where the money goes, most often for scholarships, loans, 4-H projects, and research. Once again, the DTN general opening call for later today. Expect corn to open a penny or two higher, beans and wheat both about a nickel lower. We'll keep you updated with the commodity markets throughout the day on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show this morning brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.